He dropped his hand. I'm not sure he's capable of caring for anyone now. Not in any real way. He was never good at changing, bending. He broke instead. And he took all of us with him. He fell silent, reverberating pain, and I understood then that unlike Sia, Madding still loved Shiny, or whoever Shiny had once been. My mind fought against the name that whispered in my heart. I had found his hand and laced our fingers together. Madding glanced down at them, then up at me, and smiled. There was such sorrow in his eyes that I leaned over and kissed him. He sighed through it, resting his forehead against mine when we parted. I don't want to talk about him anymore, he said. All right, I said. What shall we talk about instead? Though I thought I knew. Stay with me, he whispered. I wasn't the one who left. I tried for lightness and failed utterly. He closed his eyes. It was different before. Now I realize I'm going to lose you either way. You'll leave town, or you'll grow old and die. But if you stay, I'll have you longer. He fumbled for my other hand. Not as good at doing things without his eyes as I was. I need you, Ori. I licked my lips. I don't want to endanger you, Mad. And if I stay. Every morsel of food I ate, every scrap of clothing I wore, would come from him. Could I bear that? I had traveled across the continent, left my mother and my people, scrabbled and struggled to live as I pleased. If I stayed in shadow, with the order hunting me and murder dogging my steps, would I even be able to leave Madding's house? Freedom alone, or imprisonment with the man I loved. Two horrible choices. And he knew it. I felt him tremble, and that was almost enough. Please, he whispered. Almost, I gave in. Let me think, I said. I can't think, Mad. His eyes opened. Because he was so near, touching me, I could feel the hope fade in him. When he drew back, letting go of my hand, I knew he had begun to draw back his heart as well, steeling it against my rejection. All right, he said. Take as long as you like. If he had gotten angry, it would have been so much easier. I started to speak, but he had turned away. What was there to say anyhow? Nothing that would heal the pain I'd just caused him. Only time could do that. So I sighed and got up and headed upstairs. Madding's house was huge. The second floor, where his room was located, was also where he and his siblings worked, pricking themselves to produce tiny vials of their blood for sale to mortals. He had grown wealthy from this and from his other lines of business. There were many skills godlings possessed that mortals were willing to pay a premium for. But he was still a godling, and when his business had grown, he hadn't considered opening an office. He'd simply made his house bigger and invited all his underlings to come live with him. Most of them had taken him up on the offer. The third floor held the rooms of those godlings who liked having a bed, a few scriveners who'd slipped the order's leash, and a handful of mortals with other useful talents. Record-keeping, glass-blowing, sales. The next floor up was the roof, which was what I sought. I found two godlings lounging at the bottom of the roof stairs when I came up from below. Madding's patch-skinned male lieutenant guard and a coolly handsome creature who'd taken the form of a middle-aged kinman. The latter, whose gaze held wisdom and disinterest in equal measure, did not acknowledge my presence. The former winked at me and shifted closer to his sibling to let me pass. Up for a breath of night air? He asked. I nodded. I can feel the city best up there. Saying goodbye? His eyes were too sharp, reading my face like a sigil. I mustered a weak smile in response, because I did not trust myself to keep my composure if I spoke. His expression softened with pity. It'd be a shame to see you go. I've caused him enough trouble.
He doesn't mind.
I know, but at this rate, I'll end up owing him my soul, or worse.
He doesn't keep an account for you, Ori.
It was the first time he'd used my name. I shouldn't have been surprised. He'd been with Madding for longer than I had. Perhaps they'd even come to the mortal world together. Two eternal bachelors seeking excitement amid the grit and glory of the city. The idea made me smile. He noticed and smiled himself.
You have no idea how much he cares for you.
I had seen Mad's eyes when he asked me to stay. I do know, I whispered, and then had to take a deep breath. I'll see you later. I paused. All this time, I had never asked his name. My cheeks grew warm with shame. He looked amused.
Paitia, my partner, the woman, is Keter. But don't tell her I told you.